What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan, and you're listening to the Daily Nerd Devo. So recently, today, I was introduced to the Indigo Lantern Corps from DC Comics, like the Green Lantern or Yellow Lantern Corps, just a different color on the spectrum. They're, I think, most commonly referred to as the Indigo Tribe. Shout out to David from the Enthusiast Podcast for introducing me, and also just to Neff, because Neff loves all things Green Lantern. I think the Indigo Lanterns are interesting. Each of the different colors of the lanterns in the DC universe is related to an emotion. The Indigo Lantern is related to compassion. I think it's interesting, though, as a group, it's actually made up of a lot of very, one would consider, bad or dangerous people that now strive to help others with compassion. But some of them are forced into being a part of the group, and I find the whole thing very unusual. I'm gonna recite the oath for you now, but I should note that this is actually in an alien language, and then I'll read the approximate translation when I'm done. Toloraxan bor nakamul, natromo fan tolnek wat ur, ter lantern ker lo abin sur, tan leklek nak, for maro sur. In sorrowful day, in misfortunate night, we help those who need our might. With the lantern power of Abensur, we rid your misery with compassionate might. I like the idea of using compassion to help others. It's a very easy, familiar concept for us, because we, much like a lot of the people in the Indigo Tribe, at our very nature are not good people. We have issues. We are imperfect. We're sinners. But through God's compassion, we're saved, and we have the opportunity to join Him and using His compassion and showing others compassion ourselves, lead more of them to Him. I like the idea that that's sort of our mission. Maybe not the lantern power of Abensur for us, but the light of God. Showing God's grace and His compassion and favor to others so that they see Him through the things He's done for us by our lantern's light. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 3:16-17. I always liked the addition of verse 17 there, that God didn't send His Son to condemn us, that He sent Him to save us, to show us compassion. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast or come hang out over on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Indigo Tribe, I guess. Sure, for the Indigo Tribe and also the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much.